Now, when somebody is driving a horse, the things he guides him with,
the reins.
And when he's riding, the things he puts his feet in.
Go with stirrups.
And before he can hitch the horse up, when he's putting all this leather on, what does it say he's doing to the horse?
Before he hitches him up?
Yeah.
You mean when he's smoothing his coat down?
No, he's putting the straps around him.
Oh. Nothing comes up on that. I can't
place it. Would you call it gearing or harnessing? Or?
Harness the horse, of course. Because I have to go out and harness up.
You haven't remembered what to call the big thing?
No, that has not come back yet. It. Seems to me pole's associated with it, but that I'm vague on.
Pole is one of the names you can use. I also
wagon pole, that's it.
Now somebody doesn't live very far, he'd say it's just a
just a little ways.
But somebody that does live pretty far, he'd say it's a
quite a ways off.
And something that is easy to find, some type of wildflower, you'd say you can find them almost
anywhere.
Now, when somebody's plowing, the place where the plow's been, you'd call that the...
Plow field?
No, in the ground, that line.
Oh, furrow.
And you're admiring somebody's wheat there, and so it looks like you're going to have a...
good stand of wheat.
Or talking afterwards, you'd say, I had a pretty good crop. And somebody took a piece of land, cut the trees down, and so forth. What'd you say he'd done to it?
I couldn't think of anything but say he'd cut the trees down.
I mean, down to the land. People came in here, there were forests everywhere, and the people...
And it cleared it.
Do you remember any term that was used for a field that had just been cleared for the first time?
No. Unless it's cleared over. I've heard the term cleared over land.
Term new ground.
No, never heard that. It was all pretty well settled even 60 years ago then.
Well, now, when somebody cuts his hay, then grass grows up and is tall enough to cut again.